the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie previously told us about places you could go to using the Ireland West Airport at Knock. Today she's going to Shannon for us in County Clare, because I understand, Sarah, there's plenty of new routes to continental Europe from Shannon.
Yeah, there's actually 40 different destinations from Shannon Airport that you can go to. New routes to Rome, Madrid and Frankfurt. And I know people will be familiar with probably with Aer Lingus, New York and Boston. But it's also important to remember United Airlines go to Chicago from Shannon as well. So lots of different options, lots of sun holidays, city breaks. I actually flew from Shannon myself last year and it was great. It was airside in minutes. I think the furthest car parking spot is 8 minutes walk from the terminal. So very, very handy to fly from.
And how much would it cost to leave your car there for a week?
I think it's about 70 euros. And as I said, that's not like, you know, far away. The furthest you can be is 8 minutes. So you may even be 5-6 minutes with that 70 euros. And you can literally park right outside the door as well. So, very, very handy.
Okay, so let's look at some of the options that you've picked flying out of Shannon. Start in Béziers in the south of France.
Yeah, I picked some routes that maybe are, you know, not the mainstream routes. And Béziers is only available from Shannon, so you can't actually fly direct from any other airport. So it's in the south of France. Very, very handy for anybody looking to kind of explore the wine region, Languedoc. It's actually the largest wine producing region in France, the whole Languedoc, Roussillon area. But it's also like an hour from Carcassonne, it's an hour from Montpellier, it's an hour from Perpignan. So plenty of options for people who want to kind of explore, maybe do a bit of a road trip. And according to Lonely Planet, Béziers is the Languedoc's most underrated city. It's one of France's oldest cities as well. So it's also an option for a city break for anybody looking for a short break, because there's flights Wednesday and Sunday from the 3rd of May right up to the 30th of September. So you could do a 3 or 4 night break as well.
Okay, what about Malta?
Malta, again, very popular at the moment. It's great for people, again, who want to explore. They drive in the same side of the road as us. Ideal for solo travellers, actually, I always think, because it's mostly English speaking and you can hire a car and drive around on the same side of the road. It's only 17 miles long and 9 miles wide, but there's loads to see. There's 3 UNESCO World Heritage sites. It's one of the best places in Europe to scuba dive and lots of great snorkeling. You've got 3 islands there, so you can do a little bit of island hopping and go to the Blue Lagoon. And you can also go to Sicily, something I didn't realise myself until recently. There's a ferry that goes 90-minute ferry ride over to Sicily. So again, great for people who want to maybe explore something different and plenty of things to see and do.
Okay, and you can also go from Shannon to Madeira. So tell us about this tropical island.
Madeira is definitely having a moment. I'm sure I've probably mentioned it on the show before, but it's very much on trend because it's got that whole perfect for nature lovers, for outdoor enthusiasts. It's got amazing hiking trails, natural rock pools to swim in. And it's where it's located. It's a Portuguese island, but it's off the coast of Africa. It always gets these kind of milder temperatures, rarely gets above 30 degrees, even in July, August. So it's ideal for people who want to go somewhere maybe a little bit different, but avoid that kind of intense heat in July, August. But yeah, really, really popular for wellness and yoga and hiking and all that at the moment. And there's flights from right up until the 21st of October, every Wednesday and Sunday from Shannon. So you could do a short break or a week long stay. There's even places for families there as well. Sometimes people don't realise that there's like 5-star Dreams resorts, which has got water parks and all sorts of things. So it's not just, you know, for quiet couples, a relaxing holiday. There's plenty for families in that as well.
But how much would a package to the likes of the Dreams resort cost?
Well, the family price would be 4,169. That's a from price, including your flights, your baggage, all your meals, your drinks. It's all inclusive and it's a 5-star property. You will obviously get much cheaper properties than that. But I just picked that because I thought Madeira isn't a place families would necessarily think about going, but it just to kind of show that you could go. From an adult perspective, if you wanted to go to the same 5-star resort, a week long there would start at $9.59 per person.
Okay, tell us about Corfu and what Ryanair is offering.
Yeah, like Corfu, a couple of reasons I picked Corfu. It's great to get a Greece destination from Shannon. It goes twice weekly from the 2nd of June. But also I noticed there's been a little bit of a steer away from Turkey and Cyprus and even a little bit from Greece lately. People are kind of very much concentrating on Spain and Portugal at the moment. But just to remind listeners that Corfu is actually the west side of the mainland. So it's actually closer to Italy than it is to the likes of Crete or Rhodes or some of the other Greek islands. It's a shorter flight as well. It's under 4 hours. There's flights twice a week. You could do a city break in Corfu town, but most people would tend to go for like the beaches and like a sun holiday. It's also only 30 minutes by speedboat over to the Albanian Riviera, which is also the kind of trendy hotspot to visit at the moment as well. So lots of options there for couples, for families, and good value. I found a really good offer there in June in an all-inclusive property. For a family, actually, it's particularly good. 2840 for a family of four in June. And that's all your meals, your drinks. There's a little mini aqua park on site. So just for people who are seeing prices increase in Spain and Portugal, it's a really, really good alternative.
Okay, now in the Canary Islands, you want to focus on somewhere called La Gomera?
Yeah, La Gomera.
Sorry, I'm getting all these pronunciations wrong today.
You're all right. Not much better. But yeah, everybody, I suppose, is familiar with Lanzarote and Gran Canaria, Fuerteventura, and there are flights to all those destinations from Shannon. But somewhere that's really just kind of, you know, totally off the beaten track is a small little island in the Canaries called La Gomera. You fly into Tenerife and you get a ferry across. But it's one of these completely unspoiled islands. It's dominated by a national park. It's only like 36 kilometres from east to west, but it's got, again, ideal for nature lovers, walking trails. There's only a few hotels on the island, and there's actually even a golf course there, and some of the hotels would have like sports activities. Again, it's kind of that sort of whole wellness, you know, outdoor sort of people looking for that kind of real off the beaten track experience. And the value is actually quite good. Like for really one of the top hotels on the island, you'd be looking at $9.59 for a week, and that includes your flights in May or in September, $11.59. So I just thought I'd mention it because for people looking for sort of want Spain, but maybe want something a little bit different to your traditional high-rise resorts.
Listener says also very reasonably priced car hire in Madeira. Naples in Italy. A couple of my adult children went there recently and absolutely loved it. Thought it was a fantastic spot. So tell us a little bit about the options out of Shannon to there.
Yeah, again, they fly twice a weekly right up until the 24th of October. Surprisingly, it's only 3 hours, 20 minutes. I think people sometimes think it's a bit further. So you could go for a city break. Naples is the home of pizza, where pizza was invented. But most people tend to go there as the gateway to the Amalfi Coast because you've Sorrento, Positano, Amalfi, Ravello, all these stunning resorts along the Amalfi Coast. You can visit kind of around an hour away from the airport. You can also hop on a ferry and go over to Capri. You've got Pompeii and Mount Vesuvius, you know, lots and lots to do. I'd say if you are going to kind of either pick your city break or else go all out and go for 10 days or longer, and because there's so much to see there. Another thing I think people sometimes don't realise is there's fantastic high-speed trains in Italy. So it's like you could be in Rome in 80 minutes and it's only €10. So great value if you want to kind of get around. And really, you know, something I haven't really mentioned is some of these airfares, particularly in May. Obviously, prices go up in the peak season. But like €53 return in May to Naples from Shannon, €52 to Madeira return in May, €69 to Malta. Like the actual prices for people going, you know, off season is really, really good as well. And there's lots of, you know, different places. It's still kind of sun destinations, but lots of things that maybe, I suppose that's what I'm trying to bring across today that people may not think of.
Well, very briefly, one last one. When people think of Portugal, they think maybe of the Algarve, or if they're going to go for a city break, they go to Lisbon. But what about Porto as a different location?
Yes, this is a great option. And they actually fly three times a week until the 21st of October. Portugal's second largest city. It's only 2 hours, 15 minutes away, but it doesn't feel like a big city. I was there a couple of years ago. Gorgeous city to explore. Very, very compact, very easy to get around. You'd see an awful lot in 2-3 days. The whole centre is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's got those gorgeous pastel coloured buildings and gorgeous vintage trams and tuk-tuks getting around. But of course, it's famous for its port, its wine, the whole world world of wine is there. So lots to see and do right on the Douro River. Really, really scenic location and really lovely summer city break, I think.
Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie. Thank you.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.